Welcome to Rhema for Today.
What is the answer to our prayer? Healing for the man, isn't it? Isn't it? And so we all lift our hands. Praise God for his healing, for the answer. Thank God. We've got no physical evidence. We can't see over there to the hospital. But we're going by what we believe. We walk by faith, not by sight, you know. Amen.
Welcome to Rhema for Today. Kenneth E. Hagin continues his teaching, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Andrew Murray said, if you prayed and you claimed, in other words, I believe God heard me, then you pray again, he said, don't ask for it in the same way you did the first time. Or pray about it the same way. Because if you do, he said, you're in unbelief.
Yeah, that's right.
Stay in faith. Make it a statement of faith. In other words, he said, if you prayed about something, claim God heard you. I believe he heard me. I claim the answer. Thank you for it. Then he said, the next time you pray, if it hadn't materialized yet, don't ask for it. Just remind the Lord that you prayed, that you believe him, and thank him for the answer. See, you stayed in faith then. Are you following me now? Now, Smith Wigglesworth, you'll have to understand now what Wigglesworth said, where he's coming from, if you take his statement out of context, because there's different kinds of praying. He's talking about just this kind of praying. He said, if you prayed seven times for any one thing, you prayed six times in unbelief. Now, you'll have to think about that a little bit and let that register on you. Are you listening to me now? Make every prayer, I said, relative to what you've asked, a statement of faith instead of unbelief. Now, let me give you some illustration. I know we were preaching one time in Pasadena, Texas, with Brother and Sister Goodman. And a lady from Canton, Texas, in East Texas called, long distance, said, Brother Hagin, would it be all right for us to bring our little daughter down there? I think she's 6 years old, something like that. She has epilepsy. Now, she said, we are Methodist, but a good number of our church have received the baptism, they'll go speak with other tongues, charismatic. And we have a charismatic prayer group here, and we've been studying some of your books, and our group has prayed and claimed the healing of this child. Would it still be all right to bring her? I said, yes, under the right conditions. Now, I won't have time to talk to you, but I said, bring the child on, but you tell the Lord before you go up there. See, now, remember what my statement was now. Don't let that leave you. Make every statement relative to what you've asked a statement of faith instead of unbelief. I said, you say to the Lord before you go up, now, Lord, I'm not going up there like some of the rest of them to receive. I'm just going up there for Brother Hagin to agree with us that we have what we believe. See, that way they stayed in faith. I laid hands on the child. In fact, it's the only child in the line that I laid hands on. So I didn't meet them, but I knew it was them. Because she's holding this six-year-old child up in her arms. Now, the next year, I was in Dallas speaking. A year from then. 12 months. And those folks came up from East Texas, was in the meeting. The daddy testified to the fact that the child, from the moment we laid hands on, had never had another epileptic seizure. 2 years later, I was preaching in a certain place. And they came. Near enough that they came. Well, it's 100 miles or more away. And they came, was in the meeting. And they testified again. Now the girl's 8 years old. They testified to the fact that she'd never had another epileptic seizure. But now I want to show you something. If they had said, well, we prayed and we believed God all right, but we didn't get any answer because she's still having a seizure, I believe I'll have Brother Hagin to pray for her and see if it'll work. The child would have not been healed. You see, they're still in unbelief. Can you see that? I was attending a convention one time, to be more explicit about it, month of June of 1943. And we were having this convention in one of the churches. They had outgrown their church auditorium to seat about 800, 850. And right beside that, they had an auditorium that would seat 2,000. So in both buildings, you could put in 2,850, or you crowd in easy enough, 3,000 people. And so in the daytime, the 2,000-seat auditorium handled people because, you know, nighttime local people come. In the daytime, just preachers and their wives mostly there, delegates. And so one of these day services, this 2,000-seat auditorium was virtually full. And we all knew, because we'd heard the news, that the pastor of this church, in which we were having that, had a heart attack and was in the hospital. Well, we were in and into the service, and the choir director, or whoever was leading singing, actually it was a minister, was leading singing, and I saw somebody go to the platform with a piece of paper and hand it to the main fella. And he got up and stopped the man. He said, "We just got word from the pastor's wife. The pastor of this church has slipped into a coma, unconscious. The doctors say he'll never regain consciousness. He'll die." And so this main man said, this district superintendent actually, he said, "I'm going to ask Brother Raymond T. Ritchie." Now, Brother Ritchie was alive in those days. Raymond T. Ritchie had a healing ministry. "I'm going to ask Raymond T. Ritchie to come and lead us in prayer." Well, Brother Ritchie went to the platform, a little fella, but a booming voice. Couldn't hardly believe it when his voice came out. He's a little short guy, but boo-boo, I mean, just come out like a lion. And his favorite scripture was from Hebrews there, "We which do believe have entered into rest." Amen. See, when you believe, you enter into rest. See, when you believe, you enter into rest then. Nothing may not have seemed to happen, but you enter into rest because you believe. Amen. So, let's all stand. Let's all pray, he said. Well, we all stood. Everybody lift their voice. That many people, a couple of thousand people, sound like the sound of many rushing mighty waters. I understand it. We're praying for the man's healing. We're not praying that he'll die. We're praying that he'll live. We're praying that he'll be healed, that he is healed. Praise God. Amen. And so we all pray. Then Brother Ritchie said, "Now, how many..." And see, after all, what do you think Paul meant there when he said, "Let your requests be made known unto God with thanksgiving"? See, with thanksgiving. What do you mean? What do you think he's thanking God for? Because he didn't hear you? No, you're thanking God because you've got his word for it. He heard you. You're thanking God because you believe.
Yes.
"I believe, I receive." Hallelujah.
Yes.
It's a faith proposition.
Amen.
Are you following me?
Right.
And so Brother Richard said, "How many of you believe God heard you?" Well, if we believe God heard us, we believe we've got the answer.
Yeah.
So then he said, "Well, let's all lift our hands then and praise God for the answer." What is the answer to our prayer? Healing for the man, isn't it? Isn't it? And so we all lift our hands. Praise God for his healing, for the answer. Thank God. We've got no physical evidence. We can't see over there to the hospital. But we're going by what we believe. We walk by faith, not by sight, you know.
Amen.
Well, after a little while of praising God, everyone stopped praising God. And see, we were all standing up because we were singing. Everybody singing, you know, in congregation was singing. So Brother Ritchie turned and walked away. The man stepped back up here to start a chorus again. Brother Ritchie ran down the steps and then suddenly just whirled around and ran back up these steps. Man had already started to sing. Put his arm around the fella, took the microphone, said, "How many of your folks are going to keep praying for Brother so-and-so?" I didn't lift my hand. I looked around. I'd say 99 and almost 99% of the crowd lift the hand is going to keep praying. He said, see, he wanted to teach him a lesson, and they never got it. Bless their darling hearts. I didn't lift my hand because I'm not going to keep praying for him. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to keep thanking God and praising God for the answer.
Yeah.
Are you following me?
Yeah.
I said, are you following me?
Yeah.
I said, are you following me?
Yeah.
But I preachers are all around me, on both sides of me, in front of them, behind me. I noticed all of them lifted their hand. I didn't lift mine. Now why? Because I knew what faith was. He said, how many of them are going to keep praying for him? They all lifted their hands as far as you could see. Except just one or two or three of us maybe. He said, what do you want to do that for? I thought you already claimed you believed God heard you. See, if you believe God heard you, if you praise God for the answer, what do you want to keep praying for it for? You got back in unbelief, didn't you? See why it didn't work? Can you see that? Can you see that? I'm going real slow here because I want folks to get it. It's so important. Well, thank God he was healed. I heard him say 7 years later, I attended the camp meeting and that pastor was one of the speakers there at the camp meeting in another state. And I heard that pastor say, I was in the hospital. I had this heart attack. I was under an oxygen tent. Doctors, I passed out, you know, went into a coma. Doctors told my wife he'll never regain consciousness. He's dying. But you see, he didn't know. He really, really left the wrong impression because he didn't know himself. Now listen to me real carefully now, because we're in some things that can be misconstrued if you don't keep your remarks where you said them. You can make somebody, by taking them out of context, you can make somebody say something they didn't say. No wonder Jesus said, take heed what you hear. And he also said, take heed how you hear. Well, now I heard this pastor 7 years afterwards say, this great convention was convened. And all these people prayed. It wasn't their prayers that did it at all, because there's an unbelief. There was four or five of us that got the answer for him. Because he said, they're unconscious in the hospital. Suddenly, while I was unconscious, Jesus, I saw him, stood right there by my bed. Said, I'm the Lord that healeth thee, and reached out and touched me. And when he did, said, I woke up, I was healed, and said, I never had another bit of trouble with my heart in the last 7 years. Hallelujah. See, we could do that for him. He was unconscious. And he left the door open for us where we could.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, Staying Positive in a Negative World. Next is Reverend Lynette Hagin's CD entitled, You Can Have Success. Next in our offer is Denise Hagin Burns' CD, New Seasons. Last is Reverend Lynette Hagin's book entitled, God's Peace. Experience it all the time. All these items for the special price of only $25. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org, rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Living Faith Conference is coming up. Madison, Alabama, October the 5th through the 7th, Sunday through Tuesday. We're going to be at Cornerstone Word of Life, Pastors Mark and Rhonda Garver.
Then we're going to switch over to Ridgely, Tennessee at the Abundant Life Church, Pastor Tammy Gray there.
Yes.
And that's be October 8th through 10th, Wednesday through Friday. Hey, if you want to know anything about our traveling schedule, our Living Faith conferences, just go to rhema.org/LFC, and you can find all the information there. And hey, we'd be glad for you to come out and see us.
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, Answered Prayer, an Obtainable Goal. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.